What's up, you guys? Welcome to That's Relatable. My name is Brooke, and I like to sit here and I like to discuss concerns and struggles and just common things that we've all been through. And I also newly am starting to really incorporate Jesus and talk about just the Bible and what he says and how we can handle our emotions and situations and just things that, you know, really cause us to stumble throughout life. So if you are not new to That's Relatable, you are probably noticing right off the bat a little bit of a change in comparison to the first few episodes that I did, the first season of episodes I did. And really, that's going to be like a kickoff for this next season, I guess, this next part, this next, I don't know what you want to call it, I guess, but really where I'm taking this podcast. And I mean, right off the bat, you know, I don't have the intro music and I'm not doing all the bells and whistles to try and make this look nice and professional and fancy. And, you know, that really just, it opens up the conversation to what this whole first episode is about. And really, it just, it comes down to conviction that I have felt lately in my own heart and in my own life. And, you know, I've been wrestling with God for a while now, and I have finally decided to fold and submit to his plans, which is, oh, I've got a little sidekick. My daughter's here. She's on her headphones and not listening. So anyways, if you hear some heavy sighs, she's just about to fall asleep, it looks like. But anyways, no, I've wrestled with God for a while, and I have, you know, I finally just, I'm submitting to him, and I'm tired of trying to, you know, live in a way that is not fully according to what he's asking for me. And so really that's what this first episode, I want it to be about, is just really diving in and stepping into the will of God and what he's calling us to do. I really believe that each and every single one of us has an inkling in our heart, something that really stirs us, something that we can't get off of our mind. You can maybe try to suppress it as much as possible, but there is something that you have been specifically called for, that you have been asked to do by God. And, you know, if you're anything like me, you can kind of sweep that under the rug and put that on the back burner for as long as possible, until it finally just causes you to crack. And that's where I'm at right now. And so let me just take you kind of back on this little, I guess, journey I've personally been on over the past couple of years. I think it was about 6 to 7 months ago that I started this podcast, and it came after a lot of kind of, I don't know, wrestling, I guess, with this idea of, do I really want to do a podcast? Seems kind of random, seems like it's kind of far-fetched, I don't know. But I felt that placed on my heart. And it was something that I just wanted to do. Like, it wasn't like it was a chore, like, oh, are we sure I have to do this? Like, I was interested and I was excited and I was, you know, intrigued by this idea of starting a podcast. And, you know, this was something that was revealed to me after I was starting to get closer to God. I had spent a lot of time deepening my relationship with God. And, you know, after a while, it was just like this idea just kind of snuck up on me. And in my head, I'm like, ooh, okay, interesting, fun. This could be fun. And, you know, so I ran with it. So that's where my first season came into play. I was like, you know what? This could be really a good idea. Maybe it's going to be an outlet that people can use to try and, like, you know, just find comfort and encouragement and, I don't know, just a little uplifting word if they are ever in the need of it. And I think God was like, okay, yes, but no. You know, he kind of put it on my head and in my heart that, yes, this is going to be meant to help people, of course, but, you know, time out for a second, because it seems like you're trying to make this a lot about you and a little about me. And that was like hitting the nail on the head. I am very, not so much anymore. I'm proud of myself for the growth that I've made, but it has always been very hard for me to openly talk about my relationship with God, because I have heard people speak negatively about Christians. I myself, in the past, as a high schooler, as a teenager, spoke negatively about Christians. There's just like a ritzy, like, in my mind, I'm not saying this is for everyone, and so I'm realizing too, when I look back at the episodes I've done previously, like I talk so openly about how I have always perceived Christians, not really acknowledging the fact that not everybody has had such a bad taste in their mouth. So just know that when I'm talking freely about my perspective, obviously. And I'm assuming there's some people who can relate to that. But anyways, so I've always just kind of perceived Christians as like ritzy, like goody two shoes. Oh, you're so perfect. And again, if you've listened to any of my previous episodes, you already know that's something that I've always wrestled with. So anyways, when God called me to this podcast, I really, really, really like was trying to avoid making this a Christian podcast by all means. Like, I don't want that label. I don't want to be associated with thinking I'm better than others. I don't want people to think I'm just like a rule follower and a condemning, like point my finger at you, shame on you kind of person. Like, no, I don't want it. I'm not into it. Not for me. And so I really was trying to tiptoe around the topics I was talking about, you know, trying to shed light on how to overcome struggles and whatnot. And I was trying to give some encouragement, you know, kind of leaving him on the outskirts of what the episodes were. And, as much as I like to hear that people were enjoying the episodes and, you know, that they were relatable and, encouraging for others, it always came with like a little bit of guilt, just because God just kept laying it on my heart. Like, you're trying to make this about you. You're trying to take the glory. You're trying to have people applaud you and give you pats on the back for doing something out of the norm. And, you're not crediting me. And he just made it very evident, like, you're doing this for selfish reasons, and this is not what I've called you to do, is essentially what I was feeling on my heart. And, you know, I remember wrestling. I was talking to a couple friends, like, oh, I don't know which direction I want to take this. Like, I kind of want to take it in like a funny route. Like, maybe just it could be like a comedic relief for people, or, you know, just something super lighthearted. And you know, I just kept trying to find excuses and ways that I could take this whole thing, captive and make it my own. And, that's not what this is for. This is 1000% supposed to be a way that I can speak about God and, maybe give encouragement to other people who are Christians, or maybe you're not a Christian. Maybe you're just interested. Who is this God, that everyone's always talking about? And, if you've not been a person to kind of dive in and, you know, take the plunge and really figure it out, maybe this is a way that you could do that. I don't know. I think another thing God made really clear to me, once I finally decided to like hanker down, like I decided to finally use this for the purpose that he wanted it to be made for, he also just gave me that really soft, gentle reminder that, like, Brooke, you have been so misconstrued on what it looks like to be a Christian. Like, your thoughts on what it means to be a Christian is not my thoughts on what it is. Like, he just revealed himself in the most, like, gentle, loving way that, I don't know, it kind of just shut me up. And it made me just, like, even as a Christian, it made me just be like, okay, enough, like, trying to hold a grudge against maybe how I've previously perceived other Christians, because at least I knew, or at least I can say I know, that maybe the people who have rubbed me wrong in the past, at least they can say that they were trying. At least they're trying to do good by God, even though maybe they're missing the mark. I don't know. That's not what I'm here to do. I'm not trying to bash on anyone. It was just this really soft, gentle reminder that, like, I just really, truly feel like God was telling me, like, I'm good and I am love and I am comforting and I'm not someone who condemns. And, you know, it's conviction. Yes, I convict people, but he was just kind of showing me the true characteristics of who he is. And he is so wildly loving, you guys. And, you know, I took a longer break in between episodes from my first season to now, just because I had to really connect with this God that I'm worshiping. And, you know, I've always been a Christian by mouth. I've always like proclaimed that, yeah, I'm a Christian. I pray. I you know, go to youth group as a teenager, grown up, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, I'm a Christian, but I have not ever fully made God my own God until recently, within the last year or two. And, you know, I just, if I'm going to do this and I'm going to put myself out there, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it in a way that I know the God I'm worshiping before I try to make myself, I don't know, talk about him. You know, that's not right. I can't go out and just try to fake it about a God that I don't know. And so I really, I took the time to start reading through the Gospels. I went back through Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. And first of all, if you're not familiar with the Bible, which again, I'm pretty new to like actually reading the Bible. Like I've had devotionals and, you know, my sermons from church and whatnot. I'm pretty new to reading the Bible just independently and trying to make sense out of it. And so if you are new to the Bible as well, I have never realized that the Gospels are just the story of Jesus's life just told in four different perspectives, like from different, like the same, the same things basically happen in every book, but it's just from a different perspective. And so you get to see kind of a different viewpoint, a new explanation, and it just kind of like retells the story of Jesus's life several different times, which has been huge, because each time that I read about Jesus and then I can see his works and the healing and the love and the, you know, just everything he did in his life, it shows me a new perception of him, and it just reveals another characteristic about the God that I'm worshiping. And that's why I can go boldly in this direction now, in this step, and know that I am being obedient, but not just because I feel guilty and because I want to get out of hell free card. Like, I'm going in this direction with obedience because I am genuinely in love with this God. And I have had to, and I still am, to be honest, I've had to have really tough introspective looks at myself. I've had to come to terms with my shortcomings and things that I struggle with, and you know, all of which will be kind of discussed as we go through this podcast together. And there are far too many things to talk about in one little episode, but things from ego to guilt to being a people pleaser to being a yes man to jealousy, and things that I've even kind of touched on in the past, but now from the perspective of just like, what does Jesus tell us to do? What does God tell us to do? How are we to handle these situations? You know, I've had to have the rough kind of sit down and humble myself conversations with myself. And let me tell you guys, that's not a fun thing to do. It is not easy being a Christian sometimes. And I don't mean that just from the outside perspective of, oh, what are people going to say about me? Oh, blah, blah, blah. Like internally, it is a hard thing to do sometimes, a lot of times, to put down your own selfish desires and your own selfish wants and the things that you think are best for your life, and having to surrender those and forfeit those and just trust that, like, you know what, when God said he has better or the best things in store for us, like he does. And so anything that I cook up in my own mind and that I think is the best possible way or the best outcome, like he continues to remind me that no, like you set down the control. Don't you pick up the control right now. I'm in control. I'm going to show you the way that you're supposed to live, and I'm going to give you a life that's a million times better than you could ever cook up in your own brain. And yeah, I guess that's just where I'm at today, you guys. I really, really want to just sit here and just encourage you guys to stop putting your calling on the back burner. Stop sweeping it under the rug. Stop acting like you don't hear God speaking to you. And, you know, that little nudge that keeps coming into your mind and the stirring that keeps happening into your heart. Where is he trying to take you? He's pointing you in a direction, and you know where he's trying to take you. But maybe you're like me and you are ignoring it, and you're trying to say, okay, but no, I don't want that something else, please. Can you just give me something else? And you're trying to play God when he is clearly showing you that, hey, this is the direction I want you to go. It's not moving. I'm not changing it. There it is. I really want to encourage you guys to step into his will and step into the calling that he has in store for you. And You know what? Sitting down before I even started recording this, I was wrestling again, you guys. If I'm being totally honest, I was wrestling like, man, are we really going to do this? Like literally a half an hour ago, not even 15 minutes ago before I started this. Just, am I really going to do it? Is this what I want to be known for? Is this like, that's me? Like, I never thought I'd be working in, no, not even working, but like speaking so openly about God. I never thought that was going to be part of me because I just didn't. It's not what I had in my mind. And so like I said, just before clicking record on my phone, I was sitting here thinking maybe we like prolong it for another day or another week or another, you know, so and so. I have felt God for literally like how long has it been since I've done an episode? Several months at this point, I would think. And I can say for several weeks, if not a couple months, it's been most of the break that I've been on. I have felt God's gentle nudge of just like, when are you going to start? You think you're going to do it yet? You still waiting? You know, he's just been so wonderfully patient with me. When I would have had like zero patience left and I would have just like smacked me over the head with something. But he's just sat there patiently and he's kept nudging me and kept saying, okay, when you're ready, like here I am, I'm ready too. I'll be with you the whole way. But it took me stepping out and obedience. That's why I'm here today. So anyways, with that being said, I again was wrestling like, am I going to do it? Am I not? Blah, blah, blah. And so I go and I open my Bible and, right now I'm into Psalms. And so again, if you're not familiar with the Bible, Psalms is basically just like a bunch of really like, I don't know, they're just kind of really pretty like songs and prayers kind of that, King David wrote. Most of them I think are King David. Now guys, notice too, like, or no, I guess, as I'm going through and I'm talking about the Bible, this is all from a newly learned perspective too. So if I mess things up along the way, 100% feel free to correct me and like just help me out as I'm still learning too. But no, so anyway, Psalms was mostly, a lot of them anyways, wrote by King David. And if you know anything about King David, he went through several years of trials himself and you know, he was promised that by God that he was going to be king one day. And, I think he waited, what was it, like 9 years or something before he actually saw that happen. And, so there are a lot of dark times in his life and a lot of really, high times as well, but you kind of can see the his life a little bit played out by reading Psalms. So anyways, I get ready to record this. I'm kind of panicking, freaking out about it a little bit. And I just open up to Psalms, and Psalms 25 is where I open up just, you know, not intentionally, just looking for something that can maybe give me, a little bit of encouragement before I get on here. And, Psalms 25 says it's the dependence on the Lord is what it's about. And if I just give you the first three verses, it says, Lord, I turn my hope to you. My God, I trust in you. Do not let me be disgraced. Do not let my enemies gloat over me. Not one person who waits for you will be disgraced. Those who act treacherously without cause will be disgraced. And again, those are just the first three verses of Psalm 25, but it was just like the weight off my chest, breath of fresh air that I needed before, you know, I took that step. And it just reiterates that we can fully depend on God and where he calls us to go. He's never, ever going to leave us in a place where we're stranded. He's not going to ask us to move somewhere just so he can back out and say, ha ha, sucker, got you there. Like, he's not a malicious God. He's not going to leave us hanging. He's not going to try and embarrass us. He only has good things in store for us. Good things in store, not necessarily easy things in store. It's not like your calling might be a cakewalk. It might not be the easiest thing you want to do. It might not be the most convenient thing you want to do, but he does promise to be with you every single step of the way. And so I guess that's kind of how I want to start this first newly revised, I guess, episode off, is just know that wherever he is calling you, one, you can't ignore. You can't. You can try and keep it out of your mind. You can suppress it. You can try to sweep it under the rug for as long as possible. I promise you at some point or another, it will win. And it's dependent on how long are you going to fight with it. You don't have to. And in fact, you shouldn't, because what a relief it is to actually be sitting here and like being obedient to God right now is such a relief. And it's such, like, it feels good. Like, it feels right. And this is what I should be doing. And I know it. It's just my own insecurities and my own worries and my own stresses. And, oh, but what's going to happen if I do it? And what are people going to say? Am I going to look stupid? I hope they don't think I'm hypocritical, because I can still make a ton of mistakes and I do things that aren't right sometimes and I don't mean to, but you know, you can just go and go and go and go. At some point, you have to decide that those thoughts, one, they're not from God, but two, they're not going to win, right? So when you step out in obedience, you are actively saying that, no, I am not too, like, I refuse, in fact, like, I refuse to allow the things that Satan is planning against me in my own head to keep me from the will of God and keep me from the goodness that he has in store. Like, I refuse to do that. And so even though it takes courage and you might be afraid and you're thinking, what the heck am I doing? This is out of my comfort zone. It's okay. Like, you have to step out in boldness and you have to step out in confidence in God and just knowing that he's going to be with you every step of the way. And another thing is, if that confidence and that boldness doesn't come naturally, like it doesn't for me, pray for it. Like, truly, like, just ask God, like, hey, right now, I really pray for the boldness that I need in order to move according to your will. Help me to be obedient to you. Help me to step in the direction that you're calling me. If you ask for it, you guys, don't undermine the beauty and the power of just asking God for help. Like, sometimes we forget that we really can just call on him in any given moment and he will supply. He'll be the source of confidence that we need, right? And that's the most beautiful thing about stepping out in the will of God, is that now you are fully partnering with God. You are not doing anything by yourself anymore. You are not trying to battle anything on your own. You're not planning anything on your own. You're not making moves on your own. It's all within whatever God is asking for you to do. And you know what? If he's asking you to do it, there's no way you're going to fail. You will not. You will not. You will not. And I just think of, you know, there's several examples in the Bible. And of course, like, I'm sitting here trying to think of one and I'm not going to be able to. But, you know, you hear the little phrase of, like, he calls the, what's the word? He doesn't call. Someone out there has to know what I'm saying. He doesn't call, like, the ready. He readies the called or something like that. He doesn't. Something like those words. You guys, this is going to be great. This is going to be good. Just bear with me. I'll get better. But he doesn't call the prepared. Maybe we'll say that. I need to Google it probably. Ah, that's what it is. Okay. He doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. That's what I'm trying to say. The prepared, whatever. Okay. And then it even goes through and it tells you a bunch of examples like Gideon, Paul, ordinary people, so on and so forth. Woo-wee. That's important though. My whole point is, if you feel like, I don't know what I'm doing, this can't be for me, just remember, you're working with the God of the universe. He's going to make it right for you and he's going to make you prepared. He's going to get you where you need to go. You don't have to try and take it all under control. I think about that a lot, even as I, you know, switched careers from dental hygiene to teaching. You know, I 1000% felt called to go into teaching, and also felt very, very unqualified. And it just goes to show, it's another example that, you know, He doesn't care what your label is, what your degree is, what your you know, your abilities are. He knows where he's taking you, and he's not just gonna leave you out to hang and dry on your own. So keep that in mind as you guys are kind of trying to navigate maybe a direction that you are being called into. Just know that you can totally rely on him. And I don't know. I hope you find encouragement knowing that you are not alone if you're someone who struggles with stepping out in faith. That's what it is, truly. If you are someone who struggles with stepping out in faith, you're not the only one. I can sit here and 1000% say me too. I have, I always have. I've always struggled with stepping out in faith. And there's a lot that goes into that. And, you know, just being humble, like having to humble myself in the last couple of months has been wildly difficult. And it has made me aware of just how big my ego has been my whole life. And, you know, it's been good for me, to be honest. It's been good. It's been a tough pill to swallow at times. You know, if you know me, you know I've grown up in a small town, and the reputation you make for yourself, it just follows, because, you know, it's a small town, everyone knows everyone. And you know, sometimes it's really hard to lay down the ego that has built your reputation. And that's been a struggle of mine, big time, to just humble myself under God and know that I don't get the reins to my life anymore. It's been like, I'm sitting right here right now, just like my hand in a fist, just almost like physically, like white knuckling, just like trying to hold on to it. And this is not intentional either. I'm just noticing this about my posture right now. I'm just like squeezing my hand. Like, it's hard to release that grasp that you so badly want to have on your life, and the control that you want, and the perception you want people to have of you. And, you know, to humble yourself takes a lot of work. And trust me when I say it's something that I have to work on every single day. Every single day I have to surrender my ego and surrender my, my control, really is what it boils down to. And, so again, just know, if you are someone who struggles to do that and struggles to step out in faith for that reason, you're not alone. I've tasted the goodness of God at this point, and I know He's not going to let me down, just like He won't let you down. So again, I just pray that you guys have the encouragement and have the guts, man, the boldness, the confidence in God to know that He's not gonna leave you hanging. I promise you that. I can sit here and I can say, I promise you all day long. But until you take that leap of faith, you're not gonna be able to see it on your own. So I'll leave that here. We'll keep it short and sweet for the first one. There's more really good stuff to come, and I'm genuinely so excited about it. Now that I have fully just surrendered and fully am just jumping in. Man, I'm really excited, because I really think God's going to do some awesome things in our hearts for whoever listens, for whoever's following along as I continue to grow in my journey with God. You know, I just hope and pray that someone else can be growing in their journey with God as well. You know, I think my biggest prayer for this whole thing is that those who don't know God, would be able to come and to listen and to know Him and to learn about Him and just see His goodness work through the lives of others, you know, and dive on in as well. Not to truly, this is not me trying to be like, oh yay, look at me, I'm doing it. Blah, blah. Like, this is 1000%. I have, and again, we'll get into each of the individual struggles and the different topics later to come, but like, sneak peek, I guess, or just, I don't know. Yeah, I guess a sneak peek of what's to come. Anxiety and depression, man. I have felt it. I have seen it. I have battled with it. And, you know, it's just, I think it's a lot more common than what some people like to let on to, by the way. I have seen the really rough side of life. I've tried to find happiness and goodness, and I've searched the world through, you know, just living a very worldly life. Like, I've tried to fulfill voids in my heart, by being a people pleaser and being the most liked and trying to do all these stupid things to make myself feel better. And, you know, it just, I can tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, that this void that I have had, or that I used to have in my heart as a teenager or high schooler or whatever, growing up, has been 1000% filled by Jesus. And, you know, that's my biggest prayer for this, is that those of you who are hurting, those of you who are torn or just struggling or just wrestling, and you're stuck in life and you feel kind of lost in the craziness of life, and maybe you're down in the dumps, my prayer would be that this podcast speaks to you and shows you the goodness of God. And I mean, there's people that are coming to mind right now that are openly not Christian. That's okay. Like, that's,
I want you to know it's okay to come here, not as a Christian, and just to listen and just try to soak up anything that God might be speaking to you guys as you're sitting here listening. So that, again, would be my prayer for anybody who's following along, that you would just be able to grow in your relationship with God too, and that you would notice your own kind of relationship developing with him and see the goodness that he has to offer you as well. So it's going to get fun. It's going to get difficult, I think, personally speaking. I'm going to struggle with some of these. But, you know, that's where growth happens. So I'm going to embrace it, and we're going to do this thing. So that's it. Episode one, newly revised. That's relatable. I'm so stinking excited to do this, you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Hopefully you have enjoyed episode one. And if you have any questions or comments, as normal, like, please let me know. I'm always open to topics to discuss, questions, comments, whatever. So yeah. All right, you guys, we'll call it quits there on episode one. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. I love you to pieces, and we will do this again next time. See ya.